Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
I think it's time for us to ask that question, is food addiction real? And are people now looking at food as an enemy? Michelle, you and I have done video on this. When my book, The Hunger Fix, the three-stage detox and recovery plan for overeating and food addiction first came out, it was launched on Katie Couric's show. Right. We had long conversations about this and what it was all about. And your little issue and everyone's issue out there when it came to what we now have come to see is a really strong relationship between certain foods. Hint, it isn't apples. It tends to be the refined processed foods.
No?
You know, how about cookie dough,
who would have thought?
Michelle?
Oh, as in raw cookie dough?
Yeah, and raw cookie dough, that stuff, you know, the processed stuff.
Yeah,
and
my favorite.
And walking away with your brain and leaving you feeling addicted. So let's talk about that a little bit.
I think it's, Pam, to me, when you wrote the book, The Hunger Fix, and we started a dialogue back and forth about it, and I actually came clean, right, about my cookie dough, raw cookie dough habit that I no longer have, by the way, because once I came clean and you know, told you about it, I stopped it. It was pretty interesting how I was, you know, doing this behind closed doors, so to speak. So talk to us about the, you know, explain the urge to overeat and then what happens in the brain. What did you find out when you wrote this book?
Well, you know, what I want everyone to understand out there is that they're not going out of their minds if they think that they're feeling hooked, as it were, on certain foods. What do I mean by that? You feel like you lose control. Remember that old, you know, you can't have just one commercial with Lay's potato chips? Well,
right.
It's true. When you find yourself literally just sort of binging, and I don't mean sitting there and, you know, eating necessarily 5,000 calories at a time. I just mean you're overeating, and you
right.
know it, and you feel that loss of control. Turns out there's brilliant work that I wrote about in The Hunger Fix that was done by the National Institutes of Health, specifically Dr. Nora Volkow and the National Institute of Drug Abuse. She found out that a lot of the stuff that was going on in the reward center of the brain that happened with just plain old drug addiction was exactly what was happening when you ate certain foods, like usually the sugary, fatty, salty, refined processed foods especially. And this is what seems to happen in the brain in certain vulnerable individuals. You don't have to be overweight at all. Actually, one of my patients who has a significant problem with the relationship between food and addiction is a size 4, and she's tortured by this daily because she restricts her calories down to her fixes throughout the day.
Right.
This is a terribly unhealthy way to live. But
that was me.
You know,
that was me for a long time.
Do.
Yeah.
It
that was me for a long time. Yeah. So we know that I know you explained to me that the brain lights up like any other addiction. And explain more about how that happens.
Well, you know, what ends up happening is in the reward center of the brain, typically a million years ago, think about this for a second. I'm going to make this really simple. The reward center is there to incentivize us to do something. There are two reasons why you and I, Michelle, are having this conversation today. It's because of two behaviors that we have done, right? Over the years as human beings, to even be here today. And they are sex and food, not necessarily in that order.
Hmm.
All right. Now, sex is, you know, 50 Shades of Grey aside, sex has been pretty much the same old, you know, with or without, you know, the accoutrements.
It's a calorie burner.
Is.
Yeah, it's a calorie
it's a
burner,
calorie.
Isn't it?
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. And then, and then there's food, and everything changed up with food. a million years ago when we had some berries in our hand, I mean, our reward center just lit up like Kyoto at nighttime. And we were incentivized. We said, wow, these berries taste good. Let's always remember that and we'll come back for more, etc. What happens now, flash forward, when 24/7 we can have these refined processed sweets, fatty stuff, crunchy stuff, salty stuff, 24/7, anytime we want to, cheap, it's accessible, it's everywhere. Well, right. What do you think happens in the reward center of the brain in vulnerable individuals? You eat one of those things, and then it's way over the top reward, and suddenly the berries pale in comparison, and guess what you're reaching for more and more of? It's the other stuff. And we could actually see this take place in the reward center in the brain. And by the way, what we see is precisely the same kind of changes in the reward center as you see in drugs of abuse like cocaine, heroin, and morphine. So we actually have some great experiments now. Very recent one was the famous Oreo experiment that right. was just completed. And you might remember it. These researchers at the University of Connecticut took rats and they basically gave them, you know, morphine or they gave them cocaine or they gave them Oreos. And clearly we're watching what was going on deep inside the reward center of the brain. Well, son of a gun, all three of them lit up that one particular gene exactly the same way. But here's the rub. When the rodents were, you know, these rats were given a choice whether or not they want to, you know, the cocaine or the morphine, they chose the Oreo. And not only that, though, the little suckers broke the cookie apart, went right for the filling. Yeah, you know,
that's
reminds
what I do.
Me of, come on, man, you know, that's what got me through college. I'm not stupid. You know, at 3 a.m. when I'm doing that big cram thing and, you know, whatever, right. I wanted that filling. It was that sugary,
fatty,
salty. Yeah,
I didn't
fatty,
care about that
salty.
Cookie. Yeah, we yeah. wanted that filling part of it. So, yeah. So Pam, tell us what... How can you, there's a, in your book, and I'm looking at the cover of it with this fabulous cupcake that just makes my mouth drool. There's three stages of detox. Can you quickly tell us what the three stages are?
Well, actually, the three stages involve detox, beginner recovery, and master recovery. Yeah, I think one of the easiest ways to be able to start the whole process is just to take those foods, you know what they are, food-like products, science fair projects, whatever you want to call them.
Jet
and
fuel.
Yeah, jet fuel, just put them aside and just say, you know, we're going to take a little pause here because right now this isn't working for me. And I'm going to redefine my relationship with those foods. I'm either going to pitch them because they'll never work for me, or I may be able to re-expose later on down the line when I'm well into recovery. But right now, who needs the trouble? This is such a pain. And so that's what we do in detox. And then we practice and begin a recovery, really slug it out and start developing those new neural circuits in your brain to be able to help support you and master recoveries for those folk who've been slugging it out for a long time and have really accomplished their goals, which means that they've got healthier eating, they're healthier, and they've managed their relationship between food and addiction.
And so do you see patients who've followed your book and the guidelines in it, and how has it changed their life?
Oh, it's changed their life immeasurably. You know why? The torture and torment are over. Ask anyone who's ever had an addiction. And there's a question whether addiction treatments can reduce the obesity epidemic. I think the relationship between addiction, you know, food and addiction is obviously pretty strong, but it's not by any means the only source of problems with the obesity epidemic. That's very complex. So, everyone out there, the name of the book is The Hunger Fix, the 3-stage detox recovery plan for overeating and food addiction. And you could read more about it on my website, drpeeke.com. And there you have it.
And go get The Hunger Fix. It's a great book. It's a great read. And it will really, really, really help you with your food addiction, which it totally helped me just coming clean and saying that I had one. So you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.